Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge.
Slow the testing down.
Remove him from office.
No justice, no peace.
He has to vote that will make you proud.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Sup Podcast. I'm Sammy Fishbein.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And the Betches Sup Podcast is your daily rundown of all the craziest shit happening in the news, brought to you by your two funniest friends.
Which is us.
Welcome back to Monday, Brian.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. What's up?
I just spent my weekend listening to Folklore. What about you?
Same thing. All folklore all weekend.
I know.
I can't get enough of it.
I was trying
to think of a funny fucking folk pun. It's really folkin' good. How about that?
Okay, well, wait, but so we actually have, in honor of Folklore, Brian and I have a fun game we're going to play in a second. But before that, we just need to remind everyone that there are 100 days until the election. So most importantly, the most important thing to do is to register to vote and request your mail-in ballot or your absentee ballot or whatever it is, depending on what state you're in. If you need to register, you can, or check your registration, you can text BETCHES to 40649 and you can either register or check your registration there. I think that early voting starts pretty soon in some states, and it is just, I can't even emphasize the importance of getting your vote in early enough, as soon as possible.
And you can also help your friends get registered. The thing about, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already are the annoying friend of like trying to get people to be more political, which is great. I'm that person too. But you know, now you, like, if you're listening to this podcast, you really should, like, if you are already registered, talk to your friends, help them get registered. And if you think of it like that movie Pay It Forward, if we all do this, then a lot more people will be registered to vote. And, you know, 80,000 votes in three swing states gave us Donald Trump for the last 4 years. So let's not let that happen again.
Yes. So just 100 days, text BETCHES to 40649 to register. We also have some exciting election-related merch, and 20% of your purchases go, excluding tax and shipping, go to the ACLU Voting Rights Project. Speaking of that, they are currently combating voter suppression efforts, so any money for them is helpful, and you can get some really cute merch. We have the Flip the Senate sweatshirt, the Big Ballot Energy tote, and more if you go to shopbetches.com and look at the Sup Podcast merch. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm. I think we actually are working on some more, so make sure you keep an eye out for that.
And remember that 20% of your purchase, excluding tax and shipping, goes to the ACLU Voting Rights Project to combat voter suppression efforts. And that is at shopbetches.com.
Mm-hmm. So now for the big important news, Taylor Swift's new album.
Yeah. What are you thinking? What are your favorites?
I love it so much. I do. Same. I also love Reputation. I'm just like, I guess, a big Taylor Swift fan. Like, I don't know if I will ever not like her. And it's funny because I'm in a lot of people like Taylor Swift, obviously. She's like one of the most famous musicians in the world. But within the gay community, I would say that it is not a very large, she doesn't have a big stan demographic, Taylor Swift, which I get. But I'm like, I feel like, because every time I try and play Taylor Swift at like a party or like for friends, they're always like, why the fuck are we listening to Taylor Swift? I'm like, you guys just don't get it.
I was just gonna say her music is so, I think, like, undeniably good. Like, I know people have like a bone to pick with her personally. Mm-hmm. And I see in this like heavy, like, gossip blog driven culture, including us, you might, why that would be the case. But her music is just so good that I just, like, it's undeniable.
Well, me and one of our coworkers have actually, like, have gotten into, like, multiple arguments about Taylor Swift. me and Dylan specifically. Really? I'm always like trying to defend her. I'm like, I'm not coming from an unbiased place. So I probably should just like not say anything because I'm extremely biased. But I love My Tears Ricochet, which is the fifth song. So, and actually the only one that she wrote by herself.
Oh, really?
I love Cardigan.
Same. That's one of my tops.
Yeah, for sure. And then I love Betty, obviously. Same. That's my dog's name, too, and so that helps. This Is Me Trying, I like a lot. And I really like Peace.
It's so interesting. We actually like opposite songs, like the ones other than Cardigan and Betty. So the Cardigan, mm-hmm. August, Betty thing, that is like my favorite. I think it's so cool that is like, mm-hmm. that she did that. And other than that, I really like Exile. And I really like, I didn't like the song at first, but now I really do. Epiphany.
Mm-hmm. I like both of those too.
They're all really good. I like that. Oh my gosh. How do you feel about the fact that your favorite topic, nepotism, made it into, Taylor Swift's album?
I know. Track number 3, The Last Great American Dynasty, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one's really interesting. It is a very folk album because it's like stories. That's what folk music is. It's like,
yeah,
you're like, and it's, I guess it's like more like pretty Americana, which is interesting. Should we play?
Yeah, she's such a good writer. So we made up a game. Brian and I are going to quiz each other on random lyrics to see who knows folklore better far. So we're each going to do 3. Brian's mm-hmm. going to go first. I'm going to go second.
I wonder if we picked any of the same ones.
Would be so unlikely. There are so many words.
I know. Okay. So my first one is, this one's like 3 lines technically.
Okay.
So it's like, but if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go fuck myself?
Oh, Betty.
Yes.
Okay. Yours are so, this, if yours are, I think like mine. No,
that one was my only least more obscure one. Obscure one.
Okay. Okay.
I just think it's funny that she says that.
Yeah.
A friend to all is a friend to none.
That's in Cardigan. Wait. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Use you all 3 of yours. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Me too.
I get that.
Chase 2 girls, lose mm-hmm. the one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time you call me crazy, I get more crazy. And when
Mad
you say,
woman.
Yeah. Because I'm like, yeah, when someone says I'm acting crazy too. Or angry, I get angrier and crazier, but I'm not a woman, but I still relate.
I love that song a lot. Okay, I'm going to go.
Okay.
My first one is, sweet tea in the summer, cross my heart, won't tell no other.
That's Cardigan, right? Sweet tea in the summer. Or is it, I was just listening to this song.
It's like a middle.
Is that This Is Me Trying? No. Fuck. What is it?
7.
7.
I told you I picked like really obscure ones.
I wasn't going to get that.
Okay. I think you'll get this one.
Okay.
Does a scorpion sting when fighting back?
That's Mad Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently there's a rumor I was reading about Easter eggs that song is about Hillary Clinton losing the presidential election.
Oh, I'm going to have to read that on Genius Lyrics after this.
Because Hillary Clinton is a Scorpio.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I see mm-hmm. that. I get a lot of Scorpio energy now. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of political vibes on this, mm-hmm. which actually brings me to my next lyric and our first story.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your hand through plastic now. Doc, I think she's crashing out.
Is that Epiphany?
Yep.
Yeah. That one, I wonder what that's about. Just kidding.
Well, I picked it because honestly, it brings us to our first news story.
Yeah. So,
and we were really good at the game. So I think we're both, you know, we're really learning, memorizing the important information.
Yeah. Yeah. Our heads are in the right places.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, Good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the U.S. now has a quarter of all coronavirus cases in the world. We've recorded, and this galaxy. Sorry.
Good point.
That's not, I don't even, that's funny. Okay, so we've recorded, at least 1,000 deaths for 4 days straight now. While many localities and states have mask mandates, they are difficult to enforce, and people don't seem to be taking it seriously. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, not wearing a mask could land you with a $645 fine, which is, I think, you know, makes sense. You get a fine if you're not wearing a seatbelt in a car. I don't see, there's not really that much of a difference.
And the seatbelt is only to protect you, not to protect other people.
However, there are also signs that rising cases might be stabilizing, meaning it's still pretty bad, but it's just not getting worse. Which is never fun. Like, people think like, oh, it's good, it's plateauing. It's like, no, it's still pretty bad. It's like, oh, my my rash is flaring up, but at least it's staying the same.
Well, it's funny. Do you remember New York having that moment too? I remember when we had the plateau moment and everyone was like, great. Well, there's still 8,000 people. Like,
I know. Well, the good thing about the New York situation was, is like, at least everyone was like doing something about it.
Right. Well, I mean, I did see some people in Minnesota on with a swastika mask on. So they are wearing something.
In a Walmart. I mean, it's like, I obviously like, I mean, it's awful. I'm like, at least they're wearing a mask.
it's just really, fucked up.
Yeah. Well, they're banned from going to Walmart ever again now, that family.
Yeah.
Well,
that's sweet revenge. You will not get your savings.
Mm-hmm. And how do they enforce it like that? That's what I never understand.
They might have like pictures of them.
But in every Walmart in the country, like, I don't get that.
Well, they're probably banned from that Walmart. And then like, maybe they could make, I don't know. I don't know what Walmart, they have some serious logistics capabilities, Walmart. If they can figure out how to get, I don't know, some fucking,
they have someone just standing at the door greeting you. That's how many people are there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what's your job? Oh, I greet people. In China and South Korea, cases are higher than they've been in months. North Korea has also reported its first case, but like, who, you know, it's North Korea. Who believes anything?
First
like
and its millionth.
Yeah. And so Corona is actually in the White House now. This morning, President Donald Trump's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, tested positive for COVID-19. His diagnosis marks the highest ranking Trump administration official known to have tested positive. And it's unclear whether O'Brien last met with Trump. It's unclear when he last met with Trump, but the last known meeting was 2 weeks ago. You know, he's not meeting with his national security advisor. So this is actually working out for Trump that he doesn't read his briefings or get it briefed.
Right. He's just going to blame it. He got Corona. He got the Corona hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously this is having a strong effect on the economy, given that we're still recording about 66,000 new cases a day. It doesn't seem like we're going to go back to normal anytime soon. Are you sensing normalcy impending, or what are you feeling?
No, I'm not feeling normalcy impending at all. I'm like thinking of like, it's not to just make it all about food, but that's what we revolve around. There's still no indoor dining. I'm not going to be inside a place for a very long time, I don't think. Like, that isn't like my own home without a mask. I'm like, I can't see that happening anytime soon.
I completely agree with that. Like, I just don't get how. And then when it is winter and there's not as many opportunities to just do whatever we want outside or like make things happen, wait outside in a line to go into like, I don't know, an establishment. But yeah, I mean, regardless of that reality, Congress is continuing to do nothing about it. They still have not passed another relief bill. And at the end of this week, the extra $600 of weekly unemployment benefits will expire, which is like definitely what's keeping a lot of people afloat. Today, Republicans in the Senate are expected to unveil a $1 trillion proposal, while the Democrats wanted about $3 trillion in relief. The Republican version includes another round of $1,200 stimulus checks and additional payments for children, though less than the Democrats were offering. The Democrats' version also includes support for undocumented immigrants. I can't imagine them, the Republicans, giving into that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Republicans doesn't, and many were cut out of assistance offered in the original relief bill, the CARES Act. The Republican bill changes unemployment benefits to be up to 70% of a person's income. And they also include an extension of the eviction moratorium and tax credits for small businesses. So like an incremental Hoover-like approach almost.
Well, they were saying that they can't even, like, there's not an easy way to go about figuring that out. Like how, like to figuring out like a percentage of someone's income, like they don't have the systems in place to figure out what everyone makes in a month, especially like what if you are a server or someone who like a tip worker, like your weekly wages is never the same.
Brian, they don't care. They don't give a fuck. They simply don't give a fuck. They also want to replace the unemployment tax credit with benefits for persons adjusted for a person's lost wages and only up to 70% though, which they say will incentivize people to go out and find work. But where?
There's no fucking jobs.
Where? Who's hiring?
I don't know.
Amazon?
I don't know any. Maybe Amazon. You know, like, and there was that whole Ivanka's point, like new program is go find something new. It's like, how the fuck are we just going to go find something new? Also, it's rich coming from you, like
ever worked for your father,
whose father has only ever worked for their father. You know, it's like
and his father before him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. In the Republicans' bill, it's also based on what individual states offer to these unemployed people. So they're basically at the mercy of their state. So like if you don't live in a state that gives a shit about you or has the revenue, go fuck off is basically what they're saying.
Yeah. So not to mention the economy's reopening is taking steps backward, not forward, and it's unclear what jobs people can even go back to. The childcare industry is also in crisis, and most schools are not returning for in-person classes, another barrier many people have to re-entering the workforce. And so that actually brings us to tomorrow's episode. I mean, we're not ending right now, but just so you all know, tomorrow's episode of The Sup is actually an interview with Representative Catherine Clark, who is the vice chair of the Democratic Caucus and is the highest-ranking woman in the House after Nancy Pelosi. And that conversation is specifically going to be about the need to bail out the childcare industry. She is proposing $50 billion in federal assistance, about the same the airline industry got. So tune in tomorrow's episode for that. Remember when this whole thing started in like the middle of April, end of April, and like Jay Powell and like the Federal Reserve just like came up with $2.3 trillion to pump back into the economy?
Yeah, they it's always like, come up with it when they want it for themselves.
And it's like, oh, everyone's like, how are you going to pay for this? How are you going to pay for this? And it's like, oh, well, we have this $2.3 trillion that we just had in our back pocket. And now we're just going to throw it out. Now that it's just a crisis. Maybe throw some of that, you know, back to the American people, whatever. So in terms of unemployment, the White House is actually in favor of continuing the $600 benefit. It wants to pass that immediately as a stopgap, then return to a larger relief bill for both chambers to negotiate.
The extra why do the Republicans not want that if the White House does?
They have this issue where they can't even get on the same page. Like, you know, like, because even like Mitch McConnell, like over the weekend, he tweeted out that video of him talking about like wearing a mask. He's like saying that like this will not disappear, where we have President Trump like giving an interview on Fox saying eventually it will disappear. It's like, yeah, eventually it will disappear. And eventually the entire earth will be sucked in into a black hole because the sun is going to collapse in on itself. Like, I can say that about anything. So it's true. Like, it's
okay.
Like crazy.
This is nihilist hour at the Best of Sun podcast.
I've noticed that
there's no point.
I do, Because I do the Monday episode, like I'm just like stewing all weekend, and I do the Monday podcast and I just like pontificate and I am like so negative. But by the end of the week, and when I do the next episode, I'm more like I'm more optimistic. I don't know what it is. Like the Mondays just, you know, bring me down.
It's just funny because like I do the Monday episode with you and I also spend my weekend stewing about shit. So really great conversation.
So, yeah. The extra unemployment benefits passed by Congress this year have injected billions into the economy, and if those benefits shrink, that missing boost could cause widespread damage. We're talking about $19 billion. Nancy Pelosi said she's willing to negotiate to get assistance to Americans as soon as possible, but declined to say whether Democrats would be willing to accept an unemployment insurance enhancement that is lower than $600. But she also said her method is just easier. Beyond the claim that paying people living wages to support their families in a time of crisis is overly generous, it's just easier and more efficient to pay out a flat rate than determine a percentage of people's wages individually.
Right. Like who's gonna be calculating this set, like we said earlier, this 70% thing? Like, is it on the companies? Mm-hmm. Because the companies probably just laid off a bunch of people and don't really have resources or time to figure out shit, because the government would rather give billionaires money than like normal people.
Mm-hmm. We don't even know how much money Steve Mnuchin gave away. Who, by the way, this is really a tidbit. I was looking up Steve Mnuchin earlier for fun, and his grandparents were diamond miners who immigrated from Russia, and then his dad was like worked for one of the big banks, like down on Wall Street. Yeah, it was one of those huge. I was like, oh, he just comes from money too.
Might have been Goldman Sachs. He worked for Goldman
Sachs.
I
think it was Goldman Sachs. His dad was a Goldman Sachs.
That's why he's a deep hardcore crony.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin and I talked about this. Like the only people left are the deep hardcore cronies who are. You'll notice they're generationally wealthy, like Betsy DeVos, Steve Mnuchin, the actual Trump family.
Worth hundreds of millions, Steve Mnuchin.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Let's switch gears to anti-Semitism and an incident with the British grime musician Wiley that he posted on Twitter over this weekend. He's received a 7-day Twitter ban and has been dropped by his management company because he basically published a series of tweets asserting that Jews systematically exploited Black artists in the music industry. And in one tweet, he likened Jews to the Ku Klux Klan. And he also posted several video clips on his Instagram over the weekend with similar statements. He also like called out Drake, I assume because Drake is Jewish. And in response, a lot of celebrities, politicians, and other high-profile British artists have pledged to join a 48-hour walkout from Twitter to protest what they say is an inadequate response to his comments. Because he was originally only banned from Twitter for a few days, but then they imposed a week-long ban. I wish they would do that to the president. And some of his tweets have actually been deleted because they violated his hateful conduct policy. But there are some that are still up. So people are like a little annoyed. But yeah, obviously that's like super fucked up. And yeah, I'm appreciative that there are people who are calling it out and that Twitter banned him.
Mm-hmm. it's just like you've talked about this before, but you know, minorities and minorities like going after each other is, what do you say? It only helps the oppressor.
Yeah, that's what wealthy. I don't mean just wealthy. Like, I mean generationally wealthy, often like non-Jewish, non-Muslim individuals who are white men, mm-hmm. who have, and really the key is the generational wealth. And then, I don't know, I think that they play white identity politics so that they can get less generationally wealthy white men on their side to kind of do their bidding. And that's where you get all these like crazy militias.
Yeah. And before we end, we just want to give a quick update on the protests. Protests across the nation were met with force this weekend. On Saturday night, 47 protesters were arrested in Seattle. In response to very clear signals from the community that they do not want more federal law enforcement there, the Department of Homeland Security said that even more CPB agents will be sent to the city to remain on standby to help protect federal facilities. It's funny that they're doing the exact opposite of what they want. A similar situation has unfolded in Portland, Oregon, which has become a focal point of ongoing unrest after President Trump sent federal agents to the city earlier this month to protect federal property. Other demonstrations took over city streets in Aurora, Colorado, Oakland, California, Louisville, Kentucky, and other locations. In Austin, Texas, a man was killed on Saturday after shots were fired into a crowd of protesters. A suspect is in custody. I was seeing that in Portland that people were started bringing leaf blowers to protest because they would be throwing tear gas, so they'd blow the tear gas back to the
officers. I saw that. Officers. I mean, you know, after watching Hamilton, it's that kind of ingenuity that won the colonists the revolution.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. They were outnumbered, outgunned, outmanned, out whatever. You know the song. Outnumbered, outplanned.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
Guerrilla warfare.
Yeah. It was really, you know, that's got to be, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes me nervous because they don't need to be there. And we all know why he's sending these people there and to these spaces specifically, you know.
It's just funny speaking about like the militias earlier. It's that like those people are always like, have my gun to protect against like government attacks and like infringement. And it's like, where are you now while the government is attacking?
Yeah. I mean, here's hoping that people who support that will realize that this is the exact opposite of all the things that they fight for and will actually be like, wait, Trump, don't do that. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
That doesn't really fit with like the patterns of the demographics, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's stressful. But, you know, we can only go up from here this week since
that's true.
You don't have time to stew today.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think this brings us to the end of our podcast. Until the return of democracy, I'm Brian Russell Smith.
I'm Sammy Fishbein.
And this has been the Betches Up Podcast.
The Betches Up Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Amanda Duberman. Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send your emails to sup@betches.com.
Betches.